Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 30th, 2021. I'm Rich Stravolino. In the first month of sales from release, Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 3 and Z Flip 3 accounted for more foldable sales than Samsung saw in all of 2020, with the company shipping four times more foldables overall in 2021 than a year ago. Samsung also found that more non-Samsung consumers switched brands to buy a Z Flip 3 rather than the Galaxy S21. LG will show off new smart appliances at CES 2022, nothing new here, but this year they will include a ThinQ recipe app. This recipe service was developed in partnership with SideChef, with consumers able to choose from 10,000 recipes, and the app will automatically add ingredients to a grocery delivery service from Walmart or Amazon Fresh. The autonomous trucking startup TuSimple completed its first run on open roads without a human in the vehicle, navigating 80 miles of surface streets and highways between Tucson and Phoenix, Arizona. Over the last 18 months, TuSimple performed 1,800 runs for a combined 150,000 miles on this particular stretch of highway and plans to continue testing driverless trucks into 2022. As part of a new five-year plan to expand the robotics industry, China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology reports the robotics industry in China had an average annual growth rate of 15% between 2016 and 2020, passing a sector-wide operating income of 100 billion yuan in 2020. That's about 15.69 billion U.S. dollars. China's manufacturing robot density was 246 units per 10,000 people, double the global average. China plans to double that density by 2025. JLab announced the Go Air Tones, true wireless earbuds created in collaboration with the nail care brand Orly, with seven Pantone colors designed for people across a spectrum of skin tones. The $20 earbuds are IPX4 rated for moisture and include touch controls. They're available for pre-order now, shipping in mid-January. According to the analysts at Apptopia, Amazon ranked fourth in global shopping app installs in 2021, down from the number one spot last year, although it retained the top spot in the U.S., Singapore-based Shopee, the fast fashion app Shein, and the Indian social e-commerce app Meesho took the top three spots. South Korea's Game Management Committee in the Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism requested Google Play and Apple's App Store block any games that require in-app purchases before playing and remove existing games that do so. This particularly impacts play-to-earn or NFT games, where gamers typically purchase NFT game pieces in order to play and receive further rewards. Samsung and Micron warned that COVID-19 lockdowns in the Chinese city of Xi'an could disrupt DRAM production, although both companies are adjusting operations to work within these restrictions. According to TrendForce, Samsung operates two NAND production lines in the city, accounting for 42.5% of its flash memory production capacity and about 15.3% of global output. AMD, BMW, IBM, Mercedes-Benz, OnePlus, and Panasonic announced they canceled in-person plans for CES this year. AMD will still hold its scheduled press conference virtually on January 4th. Valve released its annual list of its best-selling Steam VR games of 2021. Upload VR notes that none of the games in the top revenue-generating Platinum category launched in 2021. The newest game in the Platinum category is Into the Radius, which launched in early access in 2019 before a full release in July 2020. And finally, a new Apple patent named Watch with Optical Sensor for User Input appears to show Apple replacing the digital crown interface with an optical sensor. The patent notes this could be used for gestures and motion control, as well as scrolling the interface, and would use space on the watch more efficiently. Remember, for more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.